Reichman University.
Stop, bro. What are you doing? Stop. No. Who are you messaging?
Someone.
I bet you it's Canary.
It is Canary. You're reading my
Canary? Canary. Raffy.
Florida.
Gina from
South Africa. Don't you hate it when? The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Raffy Solomon?
Raffy!
Gina.
How are you?
You know me. I'm always great.
How was Florida?
It was amazing.
I really missed you, Raffy.
Did you?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
I really did miss you. I'm glad to see that you didn't get eaten by an alligator.
No, I don't need to. I already had.
Oh.
You know, I'm from Florida. It's normal.
Okay. And how's the jet lag treating you?
I'm just fine. I made sure to crank some coffees in the day I landed so I didn't fall asleep before a normal hour, and I officially beat jet lag.
What's the travel time like?
It's 13 hours there,
mm-hmm.
and I think 11 or 12 back.
That's not terrible.
That's
not terrible. Come on, Raffy. This is Home Sweet Home Audioversity, where we use this podcast as a...
alternative to therapy, Gina.
Exactly, Raffy. This is a safe space.
You're right.
Exactly. All right. But you say you're all good and I trust you. I'm glad to have you back. I really, really did miss you. Did you miss me?
I did miss you, Gina.
We have an awesome episode planned. I think we should get into it. Hey, guys. Quick side note. During the episode, you may hear some bleeps. This is because we had to censor certain things that we said so we would not be sued and for legal reasons. And it did not benefit us in any ways. Now we can get into the episode. Enjoy. Raffy.
Gina.
How are you?
Great.
Always got to make sure because you are very, very petty. We have two guests with us today, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Please, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Aviatar Cohen. I'm 22. I study communications. I'm Israeli.
My name's Ronnie. I'm 23 years old. I'm studying here line psychology. I'm Israeli as well. I'm from Tel Aviv. I'm excited to be here.
It's great to have you here. Guys, don't you hate it when camp counselors...
When you are a camp counselor?
When you are, or camp counselors in general. Because Raffy, you were not one. But I believe these two beautiful humans were.
Were you one, Gina?
Are you fucking crazy?
You look like you would have been.
What is that?
You really look like you would.
You look like the type of person who can wake up at 8 a.m. and sing in front of 300 people.
I actually, in my camp, I had every morning, and they woke us up so early because we had davening in the morning. Because it was a religious... You know, we did Shacharit. It was a religious camp.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Every morning they would wake us up with just the like theme song to The Greatest Showman, the movie.
Where that it just goes, is awesome.
Oh, this is the greatest show. And then
that is awesome.
It's not awesome when you listen to it every single morning. Anytime I hear the song now, I physically cringe.
Oh,
it's,
no.
If I hear the song, I actually have to leave.
I can literally see the pain.
So
this sounds like a cult, actually.
I want to say something. During the camp.
Wait, just rewind here. You did camp which year?
What was it?
We were in camp 2 years ago, 2022.
Yeah, together.
Okay. We were together at
the same camp.
This is how we met.
Which camp in America? Where? Which state?
Camp.
Have you ever heard of that?
That's horrible.
it's as good as it sounds.
I'm gonna be so honest. It sounds like a cult.
They
all are, especially Jewish.
Wow.
So let me tell you something, Raffy. It was not a Jewish camp.
That
was the weird part about it because we
did
went.
Did you know?
No.
Like they
we
told
went
us
through the Jewish agency.
Okay.
And we expected to be like the cool Israelis, you know, and that what ruined the experience for me.
Because you weren't special.
You weren't a cool Israeli.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Yes. Sorry guys, yeah. Sorry, I wanted to be
special. He wanted to be all the attention.
Honestly, every time respect. I can't even be mad at him for that because that's how I feel when I go to a new place and I'm the only South African.
Listen,
and I'm half
Gina,
of us are here.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm not a person that vents, okay? But
this
are
is
you
my
really?
Podcast.
Are you
but
really?
This is the place. And when I vent,
okay? Every time,
so
this is how I know him, venting.
99% of the time, I go like, you know, this happened Okay, pick it up.
Ronnie,
let's go continue.
This podcast, our slogan is alternative to therapy. So this is the perfect place.
Okay, because I will tell you what.
Evitar is getting worked up there.
I'm here, like Evitar told me, Ronnie, you should come here because you've had a good experience from camp. I had a bad experience from camp. So we need to, you know, balance each other.
I'm excited to like hear you guys from counselors and then...
I'll tell you what. Today, she understands that I was right.
What?
Because
no.
everybody from camp, camp is uploading very like pro-Palestinian stuff.
That hurts my heart so badly. No, but
and you thought these kids were probably sweethearts.
No, actually, like, yeah, it's the counselors. You know, it's our co-counselors, like our friends. The other counselors are now
they didn't have anything to do with Israel.
They're chatting for our desk, which is wonderful.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
The camp. Okay, let's talk about the camp a little bit.
Okay.
It was Jewish funded. That's it. That's where
that's like most things.
That's where the Judaism ended.
That's the idea.
So most of it was, let's say, at Friday when we did a Kabbalat Shabbat for the kids at the Fire Circle. It was for at-risk youth in LA. So people laughed at us. We were only five Israelis sitting there singing like what did we even sing?
I don't know.
And you know a bunch of kids look at you like what is this guy on? You know
what are these oaks up to?
I mean, but the thing is that we had five sessions. One of them was Jewish session. The other ones are not. Like each session is 10 days, and I found it really beautiful to like introduce them to Judaism, to what Israel is, because you told me that one kid asked us if Israel is a state, and he said no, and he said...
You said no.
What are you talking about?
A state
in America.
Yeah, a state in America. That's what he meant. if Israel is a state in America, and he said no, and then the kid asked him, is Israel a part of the UK? And Evitar also said no. So the kid asked him, okay, do you have YouTube? Because if we're not in America or in
UK. Oh, God forbid I told him I was from South Africa.
Oh, no. Jesus.
That's
so
crazy.
It was a unique experience.
But you said you didn't like it.
Overall, yeah, I didn't like it. It wasn't what they said
it
was going
to
be.
You felt they lied to you.
Yeah, no, a lot of people got what they
but not you.
Marketed, you know? A lot of people got it.
Except
that way made me even more angry.
Oh, God, for people's happiness?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, why did
I
they...
I think Rafi can relate to you on that one. It's okay, Rafi. This is a safe space.
No, it's not. You do not want to hear what happened in camp.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Now I'm
going.
Go. Go. Remember, I can cut shit out, but go. Because now...
I mean, I didn't want to interrupt the story. Like, we can...
No, please.
This is a conversation. We're going to be jumping from everyone, but now... You've got an audience here.
This is just, as soon as you mentioned camp, this was like the first thing that came to my mind. So I like, that's
why I was
why
walking
here
with Raph and I was explaining him what's going on and I said camp and I literally saw him go.
I was just like
his
know
whole
if I,
face
how exaggerated
changed.
I was. I was just like, oh, camp. Like, I don't usually talk about it. Because I only went once. It was like 5 years ago. But there's a reason I only went once. It was kind of whack.
Well.
The first thing that came to mind when you mentioned camp was I'm in the grade going into eighth and then there's a different bunk for kids that are going into grade 7 and they were right next to us.
Oh, do they separate it?
Yeah, by year.
Okay, and there's a counselor for each?
Yeah, there's different, there's like multiple counselors in each. It was
around
a pretty
like,
big camp.
I don't know in your camp, but in our camp it was like 2 to 3 camp counselors in each camp.
For every like 14 kids.
He's getting no.
Which is crazy.
Some sessions, we were only me and my co-counselor, we were 2 on 6 kids.
How did you not hit the kids?
Oh.
At some point... I just went to sleep at the middle of the day.
Listen,
did someone you know,
our camp? Our camp, one of the best thing they did is to give us a siesta session, which is like an hour and a half of nothing. Just you go to the cabin and do nothing.
Yeah, they started doing it in the third session.
No, but we had nap time, which is like an hour.
Nap
and then
time.
They,
nap time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, in the middle of the day, that was the best thing. And me and my co-counselor would go to the kids and we were like, listen, I don't care if you die. Honestly.
Really?
We want to go to
really?
Sleep. Only if something really, like the whole camp is going on fire, then wake us up. Other than that, I don't want to hear a tweak from you. Okay, you can do whatever the fuck you want. I'm going to sleep.
Bad counselors,
okay?
By the way.
I'm not. Okay.
That's crazy.
I'm not. I'm a good counselor.
Rafi, you've never been in their shoes, but sorry, I want to hear this.
I need to sleep, buddy. You don't know that.
Rafi, you sleep all the fucking time.
Look, you
you
took
go
on,
to your bunk.
You took on the burden by becoming a counselor. Like
you,
you
took the
know
burden
of
becoming
you.
The burden. tell us a story.
Yeah.
Basically, the kids that are a year younger than us thought, I don't know why they thought this. I think someone threw a water balloon at them.
I know.
Because, you know, of course there are water balloons going around all the time. One of them decided, like, you know, water's not enough. So he took his super soaker. And this was more than, I say he, but it was like 10 different kids who peed in their super soakers.
Oh, no.
And peed in water balloons and started chucking it and shooting people, like and, like, targeting my grade and throwing water balloons inside the bunks.
No.
Yeah, that was just like
that's
one
disgusting.
Moment.
That
yeah,
is
it was
vile.
Really, that was no. really bad.
I think that is vile. That is why.
The place didn't smell so great for a bit.
No.
I'm sure.
Oh no. Did they kick him? Kick him out?
I don't think they did.
I thought
it
you
was
meant
like,
physically.
It was a lot of
no, because, kick him out of camp.
Because like
did they?
The
no,
most...
I don't think they did because some of the younger kids did
why
it
the
and
fuck
then
not?
Some of the kids in my grade did it and it became like a whole piss war. So like you know,
so if both sides do it, that's okay.
Could you kick everyone?
Well, you're an expert in law. Is
sound
that?
Like good.
I don't think anyone got kicked
if both
out.
Sides do it, is that okay?
That's okay. Apparently, that's crazy. Imagine being a counselor and then.
And just bearing the disappointment of all of your, you know.
I never went.
You're supposed
I,
to watch
I didn't
shooting
go on camp,
pee at each other.
No, like the most extreme story we've had, I mean.
What
I
do you
think,
mean, we've? No, you tell your stories.
Okay.
You tell your stories. I had a kid who shit in a urinal, okay?
No,
you
no,
tell
talking,
your stories.
I'm talking about Avias Kemper. You remember?
No.
Okay.
Tell
so,
the story. Tell
okay. So she, our friend, our Israeli friend, had a camper. I think she was on sixth grade. She was a bully. Like her mother, the moment she dropped her in, she told our
can
friend.
Can we give this kid a name? Let's call her
well,
Emily.
I don't
Emily.
Remember
it's
her
Gina.
Name. No, Emily. Emily's a pretty name, so we'll call her, I don't know, like Judy, because I don't like the name
Margaret.
Judy.
Margaret.
Margaret. Okay, yeah. So Margaret's mom dropped her in camp. She told us, listen, Margaret is having some social problems, like she's not getting along well. So, yeah, be...
But yeah, take her anyways.
Yeah, just keep her... yeah, keep basically. Your eyes
make sure
on her.
She doesn't get a hold of sharp objects.
Just keep your eyes on her.
And don't
we
give
were
her
like,
sharp objects.
Yeah, and we were like, okay. And then we noticed that she started like really bullying other
like
kids.
Verbally.
Verbally in every kind of way. One time she like took
cool.
paper towels and just like throw them up in the toilet and so they would fall in random times. Like one time it almost fell on my head and I was like, what?
A terrible person.
Yes. And the most extreme thing that happened with her is that they were at a pool and she pulled the underwear of another camper. And so they kicked her out. Yeah.
Bye.
But that's insane
bye,
story. Like
bitch.
That's not okay.
Yeah, when our friend told
the
me
the whole
this,
camp was not okay. I did not have a bathroom in my like how do you say little house cabin.
Yeah,
no,
I did
no
not
has,
have a bath. I had to
had
walk 86 stairs.
Oh my god! No,
in
no,
the
yeah.
middle
the
of the
cabin,
night.
Listen, that was so like this was so unfair because the girls' cabins were like. On the same level with everyone, but the boys' cabin was up in a hill on
see
a
how
mountain.
Hypocrite they are? They said the boys' cabin are on the like upper side of the hill because they're boys, they can go.
One time,
and then they say,
One time, Avatar asked me to help to move his stuff from one cabin to another, and then I had to climb up that mountain. I was like, I'm never, ever doing that again. That
you know
was
how
a
they
torture.
Called it? The cheese grater. You know why?
Yeah.
Because that uphill is with like lines.
Stairs.
Of It's if you fall, it's bad. that's I don't know how to say it properly, but if you fall, you're out.
If you're talking.
No, listen.
He's traumatized. He's really.
I am
he's
very either? Traumatized.
He's a kid shat in a
urinal. A kid shat in a urinal. The
wait,
same
wait,
kid.
Wait.
The same kid said a sentence I'll never forget. I once walked into the showers in the night. Like in like.
Why did, were you going in the showers at night?
No, like because we had to keep out. Like I heard screams, and then I went in. I wanted to
should have
like,
just left them.
I wanted to say like, hey, what's up? You know what's going on? Because they always like crawled under the stalls and go into each other's showers. And then one time.
That's not so crazy.
Kids are shit.
Let's
did you
real.
Do that?
What, crawl under?
Yes.
Like it's happened.
And then one time I hear, let's call him like, I don't know, Aiden.
Steven.
Steven goes, whoever put his hand on my shoulder, I'm about to put my fist in your mouth.
How old is this group?
He was like 8 years old. Listen, me and Ronnie did not have the same experience.
No.
Because you took care of girls.
Yeah, I was with only girls.
That's obviously different.
Yeah, I'm sure that's also another difference. The thing that also there is a difference between us and Americans because, listen, my co-counselor, like, I love her so much, but she was so problematic. We had a day off. Days off were from 6 p.m. to the next day, 6 p.m. So we had like a night out and then we had a full day. And I came back in 5:30 and I saw my co-counselors crying, like seriously, deeply crying.
Like sob fest.
Sobbing. And my motherly instincts were like, who the fuck are with the kids right now? Like, I didn't care about why she was crying.
No,
I was like,
is she wrong?
The kids?
No, I don't think so. I don't think she's wrong.
Because it was only me and the other
person. What the fuck are the kids doing?
Yeah, like, where the fuck are the kids? And I had like an extra half an hour to my day off, so I didn't want to be with the kids. And then I went to the dining room because I wanted to eat before I'm going back to the war zone. And I saw a lot of different counselors crying. And
No.
We were also in days off because we always try to...
Did I cry once?
I don't remember. No, I don't think so.
Probably no. Did.
Like, we tried always to synchronize our days off so we would be together. Because we wanted to explore the city and the locals didn't want to. So, yeah. But then, I don't know what happened. Like, the kid just went crazy that day. And so they were crying. And I'm like, this is what makes you cry, honey. This is just...
Don't come to Israel.
Some kids yelling at you. And I realized that the difference between Americans and Israelis is just that we are so mature. We're so mature compared to them.
I wasn't a counselor. There's no fair competition here.
Like, yeah, they cried because of a kid.
If I did have a counselor, I'd probably hit the kid.
Because I knew.
Just on, for being realistic.
Honestly, I would throw my shoe at the kid.
I was a commander in the army, okay? I was a commander in the army. So sometimes my co-counselor was like, Ronnie, listen, you're being like way too much a commandery way with them. You need to be their friend. And I'm like, no, I don't.
I went to war at 18!
Some things were actually difficult. Some things were... Yeah.
You looked traumatized from this
one
event.
One time, I remember, like, the worst thing that happened to me is that I had this counselor who just didn't want to work. He had tattoos on his neck.
Oh, it sounds like a great camp counselor. Family friendly.
He wasn't all the sessions, right?
No.
Okay, I think I know him. Okay.
And so... There was this counselor, and then the other one, when it happened, it was on his day off. So I was alone. Well, it was me and a counselor that didn't want to work. He stayed at the cabin. And the Anala, the management of the camp, were extremely, like, not caring, you know?
Couldn't care less.
Yeah, if a counselor didn't work, it's like, okay, fuck it. Like, don't, you do you. Which is like, what the fuck, you know? And
that's too
so
many kids.
I stayed alone. On 14 kids, and at night...
You cried.
No, other than that, some kid suddenly goes, give me like a kid's name.
Aiden.
Okay. Evyatar.
No, that was Steven.
Aiden's moving weirdly. And I say, what do you mean? And I say, is he okay?
And can I go back to sleep?
He goes, no, something's up, like something's weird. And I... go up like the bed, and they got like the kids having a seizure, the big type of seizure, like the actual seizure,
big seizure.
The body moving.
You know what that sounds like? You know, like big pharma. It's like big seizure doesn't want you to know this.
I ring the thing in the cabin. There's like a bell you ring that's supposed to call
the nurse.
The thing doesn't work.
Oh, but you're all the way at the top of the mountain.
And I'm all the way at the top of the mountain. And fuck. I start sending WhatsApps. I say, help, help.
Seizure.
There's a kid having a seizure in my
cabin. Did this
cabin.
Kid like have previous medical seizure issues?
I wasn't told so. I don't know.
I don't know.
And then...
But at least you knew because you're... you know how to handle it.
Yeah. I was volunteering at MADA when I was in high school and everything.
My man.
Yeah, so I had like I knowledge about what to do. But it was I
scary.
Had to carry him down the mountain.
When I first met Evyatar, one of the first things he brought up to conversation was he was a camp counselor in the USA.
You know what's the most like chutzpah, like sassiest thing?
Chutzpah again.
They came up to me, the manager, like Simon, the good guy, the manager, and he said, one of your kids shat in a urinal, just like this. One of your kids shat in the urinal. And I said, what? Who? Then he goes, says the name. And I say, what? Steven. Like, what do we do with it? What? And he goes, here. And hands me, like,
shut up.
Cleaning materials. And I say, oh, no.
I thought he handed you, like, shit. That scared me so much.
And I said,
did you clean it?
No.
Who cleaned it?
I told him, Simon, I'd rather you fire me right now and send me back to Israel. And then cleaning it, you know? Oh, it's really? Not on me. The camp was just bad, okay?
You see, this is the difference between...
So who cleaned it?
Like, counseling...
I don't know.
This is the difference between counseling boys and girls, because in the girls, we had mostly just bullying and them fighting between themselves.
Yeah, they girls did not are bitches.
They're bitches, especially because they were 7th, 8th graders.
Oh, my
so
God.
So they were like 13, 14. So they
it was
were
stupid shit,
bitches.
Probably.
They were bitches. But they had boys, so they just ruined camp and
they shat
everything.
In urinals.
Yeah. For example, we had so much drama because, oh, my God, this boy, he kissed her. And no. And I'm like,
classic.
Can you not? No, but every fucking session, one of my girls had a drama with one of
what
the other boys.
What is a session?
Session is like 10 days. And each session, we have different kids. We had
so
five
you
sessions.
Had to... Oh, my God.
No, actually, that was wonderful because in 10 days... It's on the point where you start to like really get to know them,
and then
but not
nothing.
That deep. And so it ends like you start hearing about their problems, and then they just leave. So it's fine. Like,
get out.
Like you don't
depression.
Attach,
no,
you don't get yeah. to attach. Like some girls of mine just had like drama and stuff, and I'm like, fine, you're gonna be in home in 5 days. It's all right. Like it's all right.
You know, I would have been the kid. I would have been that kid that you all hate that always wanted to go home and was always homesick.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I would have been one of those kids.
Bro, what's your problem? Then why are you coming? Why are you coming to camp?
I was forced, God damn it!
Yeah, a lot of kids were forced to come to camp. Listen, like in one of the sessions, like I think we told you, like we had a Jewish session, and in the Jewish session, I had some Israeli kids. So some of them knew Hebrew.
It wasn't even Jewish. It was Jewish culture.
Yeah, Jewish
style.
But they were like, yeah.
Kosher style. Yeah. I went to a camp and did that.
Jewish-ish.
Yeah.
Jewish.
And so. I had two campers who were Israeli, and they always, like, when they tried to get something from me, they spoke to me in Hebrew. They thought it would get them more points, like, Ronnie, efshar bevakasha maim, with that, like, really cute face. And I'm like, listen,
low.
The fact that you speak, no, I'm just like, the fact that you speak in a language that I speak to doesn't make me want to do that. They were too, like, they were the bullies of the camp. Like, they were the queen bees.
Israelis.
The two Israelis.
You see the difference between Ronnie's problems and mine?
Yeah, I just,
you start to
I just
see
dealt
why,
with bitches.
Why
I just
we
dealt
had
with
a different
bitches.
Experience.
I want to hear more about his experiences.
Why?
Because you make it sound like it was hell on earth.
About the kid who stole your glasses.
You had
the
glasses?
Kid. Oh my God, my Oakleys.
Raffi is going to feel this because he loves Raffi in sunglasses because Raffi's got nice
pairs. I lost a pair of Oakleys once.
You know my...
So listen.
So you guys can bond over this.
You know my good pair of running
I don't know because they were stolen.
No. I bought another one.
Oh, yes. Your running ones.
Yeah. The ones that look like orange and it's all around the eyes.
Nakhon.
So I had the first ones I had, I really liked them and they were like in sapphire and everything and I designed it by my, like what I want. Okay, let's get to the point of it. It was $280. Okay, $280.
How much is that in Czech?
Like
$900. Close to 1,000,
yeah. And I bought it at the mall there, you know, at Los Angeles. Everything is so expensive in Los Angeles. Then at the last day of some session, I left my bag at the dining hall, went to the bathroom, which you need to climb up a fucking mountain.
Mad God, let's just steal!
I come back, And then like an hour or two passes and I start to like need my sunglasses. Becomes afternoon, like noon, afternoon. I open the case and there's no sunglasses inside. Like I had the case, but no sunglasses inside. So it must be that somebody took it.
That's bad.
From the case.
Are you sure you never misplaced it?
I'm sure. I'm 100% sure.
He searched all of his luggage. Everything.
And did you ever find out who stole it?
No, it was probably some
kid. He has a theory.
What?
You had a theory back then.
What's the theory? I can't remember.
Of who stole it? I don't know. You know your campers.
Aye, aye, aye.
So wait.
My Oakleys. Then I had a kid who swallowed his tooth fell and he swallowed it.
No.
Yeah, really? You can't remember?
I did that actually.
Sorry?
What?
It's that's a common.
It's just funny that's brought up.
No, like, no.
I was out with some family eating.
How old were you?
Probably like 14 or 15. Okay, actually, you know what? Actually, I don't know if it was definitely not, maybe not that late.
Okay, but that's embarrassing.
I was also like, I lost my first tooth very late in life in comparison to most people. I'm out with my family at this meat place. And
I like how Raffy just pops in like, yo, what am I really, told the counselors?
I have a very strict diet because I eat like a child. So I was eating the hot dog, like the kid's hot dog. And at some point, like I finished it and I realized like,
you were missing
I had a tooth when I started eating the hot dog.
No.
It was gone by the time I finished the hot dog.
What had happened? Did you shit it out?
No, like I knew it was wiggly beforehand, but not like about to come off.
No, but like now it's in your stomach.
Oh, yeah, who knows? But it just, I guess the hot dog just kind of took it right out. And that was it.
Did the tooth fairy give you a gift?
Yeah.
I don't remember if I got a gift for that one.
The tooth fairy would not go digging for that one.
Yeah, you know, the tooth fairy couldn't collect that.
Difficult stuff happened not only in camp. I remember one time my friend Mario took me.
Sorry.
Why is it already funny? Wait till you hear the other name.
Mario was a special person. Yeah.
Mario, yeah.
Does he have a friend Luigi?
He is.
Oh, God.
I didn't ask him that. I should have.
Come on, Gina, do better.
I should have.
So Mario took me to get a haircut.
In LA.
Bro, why are you laughing at me so
because
much?
It's a funny story.
It is a funny story. Because
is Mario American?
Mario is American.
Mario is American.
Mexican.
There we go. Now it makes sense. Kev, go on.
I think he was born here.
It's not. Okay, whatever. Go on.
He took me. No, he said like he has a good barber for me and everything.
That's what they all say, buddy.
Yeah, you know. So I said, Mario. He's a guy who knows his stuff. He also his
nice
haircut
hair.
Was well. Yeah, you know.
Did he have good hair? Okay, that changes things.
And first of all, I always let him like go first. You know, when we get there, I realize the problem. He said, I'll take you to like where I grew up and everything. And there's a good barber there. It's all good. We get to the most, I don't know how to say it, but sketchy place.
Sketch city.
Yeah. And I get to a barbershop and a woman named Shakira.
Shakira?
Shakira.
No. Like dead ass.
She's big. She's like 65.
Shakira.
I don't know if it's a made up name, but. Don't know if it's a made-up name, but
it's a stage name.
She goes by Shakira.
Could just be.
And for I shit you not, like Mario gets the haircut, everything's nice.
How was his haircut?
His haircut was good. No, my haircut was also good. She just was very
okay. Sorry.
Made me feel very uncomfortable.
Can you please go on?
No, like for like.
Was she touching you?
She was touching my hair, going, you know, you can have very good job here.
That's crazy.
We had a, how do you say, like a counselor for the counselors?
Oh,
therapy.
Yeah.
Joey, his name was?
No.
Oh, no.
He kind of oversees.
Not that thing.
The gay guy.
Adam.
The exaggerated gay.
Adam and Kim.
Exaggerated
like,
gay.
I don't remember their names. Like, and also Jellybean. I don't remember their name.
We had a girl named Jellybean. Does that seem
like a nickname?
No. She actually changed her name. Like, her
that's
name.
That's crazy.
Wait. Oh, legally changed her name.
Jelly
Jellybean.
Fucking Bean. On the Teudazut. On the ID.
Yeah, and she's a 24 years old mother. Yeah, actually her kid
poor
is
bean,
so actually. Cute.
Poor bean. Oh my god! It should be harder to change your name legally.
The thing is that
it should
so
not be allowed
had,
to change it to Jellybean.
We
jelly
had
Nahon.
Just like Avatar said, counselors for the counselors. Like,
yeah, he was gay and he was in love with me.
Jerry.
Jerry.
Jelly.
Jerry. Jerry.
Like Tom and Jerry.
Jerry.
Oh, so he had the hots for you.
Yeah. No, but you know, there's no problem with that. And it's actually kind of flattering, you know? But he just didn't control his mouth sometimes, you know?
Please tell me what he said.
Let's say we went to the pool. I say, oh, we're going to the pool tonight. He goes, yeah, I can't wait to see you in a swimsuit.
That's crazy.
That's actually
did you know that you were straight?
Yeah. I think a couple of times I've even just like, you know, was at the dining hall just saying, hey guys, I'm straight. Just wanna point that out.
I like women. I like Victoria's Secret models.
Ooh. Oh yeah, and also I had a friend, the aquatic coordinator. I don't know how to say it. Like, she was in control of the pool. So she tried to convince me forever that I'm bisexual because I have a double nose piercing.
Oh.
And I'm like,
obviously.
You talk to anyone from the camp?
No, not at all. I don't want to. Nobody. Zero.
Do you?
I talked to Serenity. No, actually, maybe like a year ago I've talked to Serenity. Okay. And Ruby.
And how were the Jews?
They're like the only pro Israelis.
What was the just, and like before we like end off, I just want to ask, what did you guys think about like the actual like stay, the rooms, the showers?
Any that I've been in are actually disgusting. Oh, I remember my showers and bathroom. Like.
And the food, listen, we had, what was he, like an Italian? We had like an Italian chef. His name was Alfred.
Yeah.
Alfred was the freaking best. Like, I wish him all the best in the world because he would take care of us so
Alfred,
good.
Alfred, shout out
One
to you.
One time he took us from the Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, we were in the Dodger game and he took us from there to camp.
He sounds like a real
legend.
Goat. Yeah.
His food was good?
He's a good guy.
Was
his
he a good
food
cook?
His food was good. Yeah.
Yes.
That's big. But for Adir, we were five. Adir was one of the Israelis. He had a little difficulty because he was keeping kosher and the food was not kosher.
Okay.
They didn't tell us that. Yeah.
That's messed up. That's
yeah, it was only kosher in the Jewish session.
Well done for surviving.
And you know what was the worst part? 20 minutes from us, there was a camp called which had all the budget in the world.
Did they have all the cool shit?
The water slides.
But what did you guys have?
But the counselors would always fight between themselves. We were a good, solid group. No, I'm talking about the Israelis. The Americans were fucked up.
Sorry, Abby.
I'm sorry. No, nothing personal.
There were like two Israelis at the camp I went to. There were two counselors. I never had them. They were for some other group.
It was you guys.
At one point, I went through the one of the like counselor rooms, like their lunchroom or something, to get somewhere. And they like just sat me down. They're like, oh, like have some soup on us. And they were trying to convince me to move to Israel.
How old
was I? I was like 13 or something.
Well, look where you are today.
Yeah, here I am.
Israel.
Shout out to them.
Guys, thank you so much. Rafi.
Thank you, Gina. Good to have you back.
Hope have you back. That'd be amazing. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please, please make sure to rate and follow for future episodes that are coming. As always, guys, it is our pleasure and we hope that you laughed and smiled. Rafi is nodding his head. Rafi, you want to take us out?
This is your host,
Gina.
And I'm your co-host, Ralph. And thank you,
Evietal.
And Ronnie.
And that's it.
See you guys next time. Bye. And now you guys are going to witness things that did not make the cut in this recording and are also completely out of context. I hope you guys enjoy.
So, he just became shorter.
How do I raise the chair? Okay.
Avatar's a perfect height.
Aww.
I'm like 5'2". What you talking about?
I think, yeah, you're shorter than me.
Of course I'm shorter than you.
But he's taller than me.
Who said it first? Who invited?
I don't remember.
You. Who invited?
You. Was it me? He told me that you invited us.
Okay, but Rafi also said that he would be at 7:30 and he wasn't. So, did I say Rafi?
Why'd you say my name?
You said Rafi.
I didn't say anything.
Sorry. Don't you hate it when... The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy with Gina Shankman and Rafi Solomon.
All our shows and podcasts available online on our website and on all podcast platforms. Search Audioversity. Call her Universita Audioversity.